Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We continue practicing social distancing. Darren McFarland, that's me, on the south side of town down here in Rutherford County. Willie Donick is holding down things on the east side of town in East Nashville. Chase McCabe representing the west side of town. Elijah Campbell back at our studios, our Wholesale Link Game Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. Keep those memorabilia pictures coming in. They are rolling in like crazy on Twitter, and I suspect our next guest has got a really nice piece of memorabilia that's either at his home or at his office. He's Dan Chonka, a friend of the show for many, many years. He's been at this for four decades. He's with Our Lads NFL Scouting Service, and he is on the line with us. Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Darren. How you guys doing there?
Well, we're doing as good as we can under the unusual circumstances that we're all in right now. So I'm going to start there, but I do want to ask you, because you've been in this for so long, I think you may have heard me just say we're asking listeners to tweet us their favorite memorabilia that they have in their home, and we're just getting flooded with responses and great pieces from all types of sports. What would be the coolest piece of memorabilia you have?
Well, I've got an autographed picture that of Bear Bryant that when I was a young lad, and actually I helped with Coach of the Year clinics and with Tom Harper, who was a defensive coordinator at Iowa State. Then he went on to be defensive coordinator at Clemson, but I helped Tom with the – I was, like a graduate assistant, student assistant at Iowa State then, but Tom introduced me, I was kind of his graduate assistant there at Iowa State, and I had helped him with these coaching clinics. And so, I got to meet Coach Bryant, John McKay, several coaches that, I wasn't much of a drinker, but Coach Bryant was, and I actually hustled to the liquor store to get his favorite beverage and then gave it to him, and we sat down in the coach's secret coach's lounge, I guess you'd say, back then, and Bear would have his drinks, but I do have an autograph. And in fact, Coach Bryant actually invited me down to Tuscaloosa. He would come up in his tower with him and everything, but I do have I guess probably the autographed picture of Bear Bryant, but would probably be number one thing just right off the top of my head.
Wow, that's outstanding. We actually, it's when you said that jarred some. We went down memory lane with Joe Fisher back in the first hour of the show, Vanderbilt's play-by-play man, and he used to do the radio show for Woody Woodenhofer, and unfortunately we got the news that he passed away. He won four Super Bowls with that Steelers dynasty in the 70s. Did you ever have any dealings with Woody Woodenhofer at all over the years?
I did. Yes, I did. In fact, back with, because Bud Carson, was there then, and Bud was our defense coordinator at Philadelphia when I scouted. But Bud, and Woodenhofer, Chuck Knoll, of course, the head coach and everything, but they had just a tremendous defensive coaching staff. And then I also met Coach Woodenhofer when he was a head coach at Missouri, but yes, to answer your question and rest in peace, I'm sorry I didn't hear that. That just happened today? Or
it was unfortunately Sunday night, passed away at age 77.
Okay, but no, I hadn't heard that, but no, I had met him actually through a couple of different channels.
Dan, because you've been in those rooms and you've been covering this for a long time, it's an inexact science to begin with when it comes to the NFL draft. So it's already tough sledding just trying to figure out who translates to the next level and trying to get these picks right. But now, because of what we just talked about at the beginning, we've got unusual circumstances and teams can't send their personnel out and they can't do these pro days and they can't bring them to the facility and they can't get the medical information and sit down with these guys and do the proper steps. How much more difficult is this task going to be in about a month for these NFL franchises to make sure these picks work?
Well, we're going to find out how good your scouts are, because I think that a lot of this is going to be laid back on the scouts, who, especially, Darren, the area scout, because they know these guys inside and out and upside down, and they're going to be able to answer every question that every coach or general manager or player personnel director have. And, of course, there's the cross-checks and everything with, you know, your college director's been in to see these guys. And so I think that it's going to be laid back a little bit on the area scouts, but that's okay, because one of the best drafts we ever had in Philadelphia, we didn't have a general manager or a college director or anything, and it was actually run by three scouts and the coaches, and had one of Philadelphia's best drafts ever. So, you know, I think that when you know, and that, now this is the thing, you can throw analytics out, okay? Because all those people that, you know, try to put those, crunch those numbers together to try to make up a football player, it isn't happening. You got to know and see these guys, and as of course we always talked about, Darren, you got to smell their breath a little bit, and you really get to know them, and because those numbers aren't the end-all, be-all. Yeah, you got to have certain measure, you know, height. If you want to be a offensive tackle, National Football League, you got to have some length to you. You got to have some long arms. But we've been doing that for years. What you got to do is have evaluators with a keen eye that can tell you who can play and who can't play. I don't care what you've got, you know, for physical skills, even though you've got to have a basis. But you've got to be able to evaluate, project, and look at these guys and study them and do a profile on them. So I think that's really going to come down to the scouts.
Because of what we've been discussing here, do you think, and the uncertainty, and teams like, let's say, the Bengals cannot, under normal circumstances, do what they would do with Tua, and there's that unknown and the uncertainty of really where he is, you think if that was not the case, and everybody, and including the Bengals, could do exactly what they need to do with Tua at this point, do you think that it would be more of a discussion piece in the room of, you know, considering him at number one, or do you think this has been Joe Burrow all along no matter what?
Yeah, I think this, that as long as Joe had that year that he had at LSU, and that I'll guarantee you they were tracking him from the minute he left Ohio State, it was two people. It was either going to be Joe Burrow or Chase Young. Why? Because they're Ohio people, and they're Ohio State for Young. He's a Maryland guy. He's from Maryland, but he's a great player, obviously, at Ohio State. And, you know, Burrow being from Southern Ohio, Mike Brown is super loyal, and he's a guy that, he believes in Ohio football from way back when his dad was an Ohio State head coach in the 30s or whatever that was, in Massillon, Ohio, and all that. And that's, hey, blood is thicker than water. And I think it was just, you know, Burrow was a guy, and I don't care if Miami offers him three picks, he isn't going to move off that spot. Burrow is going to be a Bengal.
We're talking to Dan Shanka, who we do a lot of talking with every year as we approach the NFL draft. Of course, this is no different from the RLAD scouting service. And Dan, just to, your, I guess, as you look into the crystal ball right now and you see the moves that the Titans have made, they've moved on from Jarrell Casey. I guess we're waiting to see what ends up happening with Jadeveon Clowney. We know they've let Jack Conklin go. So what does it look like as they pick at the low end of the first round?
Well, you know, it depends, I guess, on how they feel about Dennis Kelly at that right tackle spot, because, you know, I think this is a good year for tackles, and I don't know if they're in the first round is a, you know, a physical slobber knocker like Conklin. I mean, Conklin wasn't always pretty aesthetically, but he certainly was a tough football player, a physical guy, and I think that, you know, that might be the way they go, you know, down there in the bottom of the first at 29, they may consider an athletic. There's an athletic tackle, you know, at Houston, Josh Jones. He doesn't have that violence that you know, Conklin had or like Lewin had or has, you know. So they could go that route, or they certainly could go. We're going to have to see what's going to happen, you know, with Henry, and obviously he's franchised and everything. But, you know, they could get one of the top three running backs right there, you know, at 29 if they want to, which is not a bad thing. And because even if Henry, you know, resigns, they certainly can, you know, have a really good rotation between him and, say, a Dobbins from Ohio State if that's the direction they want to go. Or, you know, they can go with a cornerback in there. They might go a corner. So I think there's a lot of ways that they can do things, and they may, hey, opt for a defensive tackle. You know, if there's a defensive tackle on their board, you know, at that particular spot. And now, you know, the Blacklock kid from TCU is kind of in that range if he gets in the first round. But, you know, you're looking at Tennessee at 29. So, you know, I mean, you could take a really good player that, you know, it's kind of like the top of the second round. Let's put it that way. You could get, you know, you might get another really good player there, or you just take the best player on your board, you know, right there to you know, help your overall team somewhere.
We're talking to Dan Shanka from Arlad Scouting, and if you have some questions that you want to submit, 615-737-1025 on our text line. We'll get to those here in a few minutes. Dan, when I look at this draft, you know, there's a lot of talent in my mind, and you're obviously a more qualified talent evaluator, but I feel like that this is something that even if you have a late first-round pick or go through the course of the entire draft, there are a lot of good depth players that can be found from various positions. Is this one of the stronger drafts that you can remember seeing in the last few years?
Well, I think it depends at the position because, you know, every year things kind of change. And this year there's some pretty good tackles out there. And I think that, you know, you don't want to forget about those guys. And then, you know, other positions, you know, the quarterbacks are mediocre in our opinion. The running backs aren't bad. Of course, the wide receivers are out of sight. You know, then you got the guard centers. The more centers came out as juniors than ever before, so that had kind of strengthened your interior offensive line, you know, with the guards in there and then the centers. And then but I think defensively, with the exception of, you know, some of the defensive ends, some of the corners, the rest of it's really pretty mediocre. I think you've got, like you were talking about earlier, you've got good depth guys that will be, say, linebackers that will fit into a nice rotation, or they'll be that, you know, fourth, fifth round guy. But there's not a lot of splash players with the exception of wide receiver in this draft.
You bring up wide receiver, and the Titans were able to get a pretty good one last year in A.J., you know, from Ole Miss, and A.J. Brown has emerged as the top guy. Corey Davis, still waiting to see. I mean, he hasn't lived up to the fifth overall selection that he got when he was drafted. So at wide receiver, is there a guy in your mind that the Titans could take maybe in the second or third round that could emerge as being a potential replacement for Corey Davis if they choose not to re-sign him after next year?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, there's a tremendous amount of explosive receivers that are going to be in that area. And, you know, I think whether it's John Hightower from Boise State, Michael Pittman would be possibly a late second round guy that would be a big, strong, physical type receiver. I think that, even into the third round, you got guys that are just outstanding, and if you want to take a chance on some injured guys or what have you that will come back around, you know, hey, a guy right in town there, Kalia Iliscomb, is not a bad football player. You know, he's got some talent, and you know, they struggled with the quarterback there, obviously, at Vanderbilt. But, you know, Liscomb's going to be in that middle round area that he's certainly going to help somebody. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of those receivers. There's big guys, fast guys. Edwards from South Carolina is going to be in there. So I think that there's – and you know what? If one of these really good receivers slipped to 28, they may take them, a year early. I mean, T. Higgins may be there. And if he's there sitting there at 28, I think there's going to be a major discussion about bringing him aboard. So for the exact reason you said, with Corey Davis' contract being up next year. So and that could happen. I mean, depends on how crazy people get for quarterbacks and some of these other positions. I mean, Higgins could possibly be there at 28.
All right, we got a couple of texters here. Randy in Bucksnort, Tennessee, wants to know your thoughts on Trayvon Diggs, corner out of Alabama, and possibly being a fit for the Titans.
Yeah, good. I think he's a good football player, and he'll be more of a press type guy. He's a physical player. We really like him. We like him the second round. I don't know though if he'll be there with the Titans pick in the second, in a late second. I think he's probably going to be more of a early second round guy, but good football player, and we do like him.
Dan, I'm going to read a text as well. Chris from Hermitage said there's been a run on tight ends, especially them getting drafted in the first round of late. Wants to know how you feel about this tight end class.
Well, I think that it's probably average at best. As long as you don't throw a few projections in there, like a Chase Claypool from Notre Dame, which is a big receiver in our opinion that can really run. So I don't know if you want to stick him there, but I think it's average. And I think that, Komet from Notre Dame is going to be our top guy. But I certainly like the local guy, Jared Pinkney. Now, he did not have a great combine. He didn't run really well. But that's okay because he showed on film what he could do. But we like him. You know, he's one of the top five tight ends in this draft. I mean, he's a good football player. And this year, obviously, since the protection had breakdowns and things, he had to stay in the block. But he's a lot better receiver than I think given credit for. And he's about 6'4", 260. So, you know, I think he's a guy that can certainly help teams. But I think overall it's a pretty average group. I think, you know, there, a lot of the tight ends that people are talking about are smaller guys. You know, that H-back type 6'2", 240-pound guy that there's a pretty good football player that catches, but he's not going to help you as an inline blocker or block on the perimeter.
Frank in Jamestown, who do you see as a potential late-round prospect that you've fallen in love with that could be a steal for some teams?
Well, offensive guard that's kind of jumped out at us late because he played tackle at Ball State. But Danny Pinter, I think, from Ball State is a very good athlete. He kind of knocked it out at the combine athletically. What we do, and Darren knows this too, that we have a guy that puts all the figures together, and athletically we rank these guys by position. And Pinter ended up being sixth overall out of 41 offensive linemen that worked at the combine. But he played tackle, and as a tackle, he kind of struggled a little bit with some edge speed and things. But athletically, and you move him inside, I think that he could be a real sleeper and be a good football player for somebody.
Wow. Good stuff as always, Dan. We appreciate your time. You be safe, and we will certainly check in with you real soon. Thanks for doing this.
You betcha. I hope everything's well now in Nashville with the tornadoes and everything coming there. Boy, getting a double hit with the virus and then the tornado, that's pretty tough sled to hope. But, hey, if anybody can come back, it'll be Nashville.
No doubt about it. It's been an interesting 3 weeks, to say the least, here in our market. Dan, thank you.
You betcha. Thank you, guys.
Dan Shonka, Our Lads Scouting Service. Go check them out, OurLads.com. They've been at it for a long time. And if you are an NFL draft geek and you're looking for info, that is your place, as you just heard Dan. He's been doing this with us for a very, very long time. He's outstanding at it. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase. Keep those memorabilia pictures coming in on Twitter. They are flooding in. We'll keep passing those along as well. We'll come back more here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.